got it. Hank Wilson, 1966, at gmail.com. What's the 1966 for?
Well, that's what they gave me, because I was going to put 1963, the year I was born. And the Wilson, when I was growing up, that was my nickname. You know, everybody in school, you know, had a nickname, like my buddy Dave. They called him Dave-O, and Michael, Mike Davis, Michael D, this and that. I don't know where Wilson. I guess I had a head that looked like a football or a basketball, so they called me Wilson. But anyway, so Hank Wilson, and then I was going to put 1963, but Gmail, I guess somebody already had that, and Gmail gave me 166.
Oh, that's funny. Yep. Wilson, no! Yeah, I get that. So, hey, okay, so you're born 63. I'm about 5 years older than you. Yeah, I'll be 68 in April. All right. Well, hey, here's what I'll do. I'm going to have to circle this because I got in a mix of all my construction stuff here. I'm going to circle it. And what I'll do, I'll send you a list. And if, I'll send you a list. I should be able to get a revised list of everything that I do. And you just let me know. I mean, just let me know what you want, plain and simple. And if I don't have it, it usually takes, as far as the freeze dryer, I got a commercial pharmaceutical freeze dryer. It takes, it takes approximately 3 days in order for me to process. It takes approximately 3 days for me to be able to process it in the freeze dryer. By the time I get it all ready and get it, I got to get it frozen down to below 4 degrees, and then the freeze dryer freeze dries it, or it freezes it up to, depending on what the product is, to like minus 45. That takes about a full day right there. And then from there, it turns around and starts vacuum freezing, which only takes a couple hours, and then it starts drying. So, yeah, it takes me about 3-4 days, depending on what the product is.
Oh, good, good, good. Like, as far as cheese, my wife likes blue cheese, which I can eat it, too.
I think
but
you got stuff on.
Deal.
Say that again, Henry.
Me, I like, pepper jack or something, something spicy, jalapeno cheese or whatever.
Well, I can definitely fix you up there. I actually do my own, I usually take my own, I'll have the Carolina Reapers, which I'm pretty sure that you're not into that, but I have couples that have me take my hot salsa and my hot cheese, like pepper jacks and jalapeno, like Monterey Jacks, and they turn around and they'll have me, I've got one couple that actually has me open up a pint jar and put one whole Carolina Reaper in a pint and then reprocess it. I mean, that is dragon hot.
I might want to try one of them. I never had a Carolina Reaper. I'm always game to try something, I've always eaten jalapeno, and when the habanero first came out back in the day, I was game for that. In fact, I used to drive a truck, reefer out of a refrigerated trailer out of Florida, and I'd go down to Homestead, and there are a bunch of farms down there, and pick up a whole bunch of habaneros, a whole truckload of them, and take them up to Minnesota. And big old Chinese warehouse. Now, why Chinese would want habaneros, I don't know, but they did. They bought a shipload of them. And the shipper would always give me a plastic bag full of them. And, man, I would say, you know, sit there and gnaw on them, but no, you're not going to gnaw them. You're going to take a pinch of it and put it in your, in whatever you're eating, you know.
It's kind of pretty much like take a pinch off it and do it like chew. Yeah, I hear that. But no, hey, don't discredit the pepper. I mean, the Chinese have some pretty hot peppers. I grow a lot of the Chinese peppers. They're longs, they're shorts. Yeah, I have a lot of people that they love anywhere from the cayenne all the way up to a lot of the Chinese peppers. And, yeah, well, and they use it for medicinal. They use it for a lot of different things. I'll freeze-dry it for them, freeze-dry the beets, and do 100% pure beet powder. Yeah, there's so much you can do with a lot of different stuff. People don't even realize.
Oh, yeah, if it's hot, man, I want it.
Not a problem. Let me know what kind of time frame you're looking at being down here, because right now I'm sitting on the mild G&J. Oh, no, I'm wrong. I'm sitting on the hot J&J, and I'm sitting on the hot peach raspberry wildberry, which I'm almost positive that what your wife got was the peach raspberry wildberry, because we didn't come up with J&J salsa, which is after John and Jesse, one of my boys. We turned around and just put it together with cilantro and coriander, fresh coriander from the garden after it buried. And we did celery and carrot in it, and it took off big time. Break. So I know what your wife got when you guys got it at the stores downtown. That was the peach raspberry wildberry.
Oh, yeah, she really liked it.